Welcome to the Hyper Fast Show, where we believe unlimited growth in business and life is created by surrounding yourself with people who have been where you are going. Learning from others allows you to compress time and grow hyper fast. And now, here are your hosts, Kerry Scholl and Dan Lesniak. Kerry and Dan are real estate developers, best-selling authors, billion-dollar agents, and million-dollar agent makers. And now, get ready to grow hyper fast.
Welcome to the Hyperfast Podcast Show. I'm your host, Dan Lesniak, here today with Scott Mackis. Scott has a very exciting story to tell. I met him through my association with the Naval Academy. We're both alumni from there. He is the founder of the Service Academy Business Mastermind. He's also the owner of StrengthsMugs.com, and he's got some exciting news about an investor group he is launching right now. So we are excited to have you on the show, Scott.
Dan, thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be on today.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We've been involved, and I forgot to mention in the intro, you also have your own podcast show, and that's how I first met you, actually. You reached out to me. I was on the on your podcast after my first book came out, The Hyperlocal Hyperfast Real Estate Agent. And then I got involved with the Service Academy Business Mastermind, which is a great community that you started. So let's start from there. Tell everyone what that group is, how you started it, and what it's doing now. Because I think it would be really interesting to the real estate agent audience, because it's something they can create in their community or in their sphere or whatever silo or niche they want to go after. It's something they can create to bring people together and add value. So tell us how you, the thought behind yours and what you did there.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess to start off, you know, so I've got some very different businesses than a lot of the folks probably listening as real estate agents, but I think that there's going to be definitely be some parallels, and I'm excited to talk about those today. So the Service Academy Business Mastermind Group is something that I officially launched about a year and a half ago. And prior to that, there was maybe three or four years of unsuccessful launches. And I think what I came to realize that if I wanted to build something that was successful, I had to have a niche. And I think that, Dan, you know, I know a little bit about your story, but, you know, when you got started as a real estate agent, like, you had a very specific niche of the type of client that you wanted to serve. And it was, I think it was people that lived in the same condo building as you. And so by starting very narrow and going deep within that niche is usually... the riches are in the niches. I think that that's one of my favorite quotes. But a lot of people don't start that way. They start very wide. Like, hey, I'm a real estate agent for anybody that can write a check. And or like I had started as a coach, a business coach. And at first I was a coach for anybody that could like write a check. And what I came to realize after a few years of fumbling around, and although I did gain some really good skills through that process that I still use today, I figured out that I needed a niche. And so I kind of went to the niche that I knew. I went to the people that I really enjoyed serving and the ones that I understood, you know. And, you know, you and I both went to the Naval Academy. I think we're just a year apart. So I was class of 2001, you're 2002.
Yep.
And I just found a need that wasn't being filled in the marketplace. And that was providing people that went to a service academy a community that would help them grow and build a business. And there's lots of programs out there to help military veterans and service academy graduates with transitions from the military to a civilian career or a job, but nothing to help the entrepreneur. So that's the tight niche that I focused on. And from there, it just kind of took off. So I started with a podcast, and I guess through the process, it was never about me. I didn't start by just pitching something that I was selling. And to be honest, I didn't have anything to sell right away. But I knew that there was definitely some opportunities. So I just started with a podcast and started interviewing Service Academy graduates with, like yourself, you were on the podcast with cool business success stories and just shine the light on them. And I scraped together an email list, which is also easier to build when you have a niche. So,
right.
And then I would just send out the podcast interviews to the email list. And I think on my first one that I sent out, I got 200 downloads. And that was more downloads that I had gotten in an entire year from a podcast that I had started previously, which was unfocused and unsuccessful. So I knew I was kind of onto something, and then added some other offerings. We do online networking meetups on Zoom. So digital networking meetups for Service Academy grads who are business owners. Great way to help people make new connections. And then we launched some business coaching programs. And you were a business coach within our community, and to help Academy graduates who are real estate agents. And I think that that's how we connected and developed a relationship. And that's where we're at. So it's been a lot of fun to build out. And I think the lesson learned for me over the last, you know, 3 or 4 years is to find that niche that you love serving.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Then a lot of people just try to be everything to everybody, and that just does not work. I see that in real estate. I see it in other areas as well. You know, the more specific and narrow you can get your focus, the more likely you are to produce relevant content to that group and an offer that speaks to them. So people need to, I think, take a step back sometimes when they're starting out or when they're expanding, and look at, I use a process called segmentation, targeting, and positioning. Like, break up the market into different segments, pick the one you're going to target, and then create like how you're going to position yourself to add value to them. So it's cool to see you do that with the Service Academy, a business mastermind, and the podcast as well. What does that group look like today? How big is it? What is it doing? And what does it offer? And what's the vision you have for it, you know, in the next year, 5 years, and so on?
Yeah. So I guess just to kind of touch on the different aspects of the community. So we've got a podcast, I think last year, and I think I posted 25 or so podcasts. So I would post them every other week, and we had 15,000 downloads. So I thought that was kind of cool. I mean, there's obviously probably a lot of people out there with larger podcasts, but for such a tight niche community, I thought that it worked. And it's just something different. It's something that people talk about. There's a little catchy. I hired a rapper to do an intro, which has been a lot of fun. And it's just so when people think of me, they're like, oh, he's the podcast guy. And so we do online networking meetups once a month. And actually we're starting to do those twice a month now because they've been so popular. But I think last year with maybe 12 meetups, we had probably 300 people pass through the meetups, and it's just been a great way to help others get new connections. And so kind of all of the long, we're just adding value for folks in different ways, whether it's free stuff or stuff that you have to pay for, like our coaching program. So our coaching program or programs, so we've got a program for founders and CEOs. And each of our programs is led by a different Service Academy graduate. So I started meeting so many cool people at the meetups. I just handpicked the best ones to be coaches. And so we've got a group for founders and CEOs. We've got one for e-commerce entrepreneurs. We've got one for side hustlers, people with day jobs that have some sort of a side business project that they're working on. And we've got one for real estate investing. And so I think maybe last year we had probably 60 or 70 folks go through one of our programs. And yeah, so that's I guess after the first year, that's kind of where we landed as far as from a numbers standpoint. And it's been a lot of fun.
That's great. And you know, it's cool to see that you started with offering value to them through the podcast, through the meetups. And then later on you went to them and said, hey, I've identified like really good coaches to partner with, or I can coach you. And you kind of found niches within the group and then offered them something that they could buy. But that was after months and months and months of offering them just items of value for free, basically, right?
Yeah, and I guess every aspect of the program, whether it's the podcast or the meetups or the individual coaching programs, I always created something that I wanted to have as a Service Academy graduate who's an entrepreneur. And that's kind of what I created. So it was actually out of necessity for myself, like, hey, what isn't out there currently? Like, how could I serve people just like me? And so I found the coaches that I wanted to, that I would pay money to hire as my coach. And so, for example, like the guy who leads the e-commerce group, he's a West Point graduate, class of 2004, has just an unbelievable e-commerce mind. And he helped me grow my, and I've got an online store, which you mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, strengthsmugs.com, which is just a niche online store where you can buy a coffee mug or a t-shirt with your top five strengths according to the StrengthsFinder assessment. And so he helped me like double sales last year. And and so these are the kinds of people that are in the program, people that I wanted as my coaches. And I think, you know, as a real estate agent, maybe how that translates is think about like the real estate agent that you would want to hire. Like, who is that? What does that person look like? Like, would you hire yourself as your own agent? And if the answer is no, like maybe, you know, something's got to change a little bit. And so I think that that's so important as an entrepreneur is, you know, thinking about like who is the person that like, what is the product that you would buy? Or what is the service that you would buy? Like who is the real estate agent or coach or whatever that you would want to hire and just become that person? Or build that product. And that's been so helpful to me.
Yeah, that's some great advice for anyone out there. Like not just for building a community or for coaching, but if you're in real estate, you know, ask yourself that question. Like if you had to buy or sell a home, would you hire yourself? And if the answer is no, you got to fix something.
But once the answer becomes yes, then it's like clients start coming from everywhere out of the woodworks because you're so passionate about what you're selling because you're like, you created it for your, you know, a version yourself or a version of yourself or a past version of yourself or whatever. And you're so passionate about it that it just becomes easier to sell. It becomes easier to talk about. And that translates into more clients and more money. And just because people see the excitement in what you're doing, because you see the excitement in what you're doing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that's great advice for really everyone, everywhere. Where do you see this going? Like, where do you see the Service Academy Business Mastermind Group in 5 years from now?
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting. I mean, I sat down with an attorney this week, and it's kind of the first time that I sat down with an attorney to really kind of look at this as a business. It's kind of been a hobby, just because I'm so passionate about it and I really enjoy it. And it was kind of interesting to get his feedback. And he's like, Scott, you know, this isn't like a typical business. Like a lot of people come to me, like they want to open a restaurant or they want to start a landscaping business, but you're kind of like this hub. But your model has been validated. Like you've got customers, but people kind of come to you and then you send them into a direction. Whether somebody's interested in real estate investing, they go in that direction. Or somebody, you know, is interested in e-commerce, they go to that direction. Or somebody's a real estate agent, they go to you, Dan. And so it's quite a different business model. And I'm still kind of trying to come to grips with that. But those, I guess, are my natural strengths. Like that's kind of what I do best. And for those of you who haven't taken the StrengthsFinder assessment, I highly recommend it. But like one of my top strengths is includer. Like, so I'm like really good at building a community, being inclusive, stretching the circle wide, you know, but that's not always a business model. So it's been interesting to kind of use that strength and try to figure out how to monetize it in a way where I'm offering something of value that people are paying for. So I guess to answer your question, as far as like, you know, I'd love to, you know, continue to grow the community. I mean, we're really only just a year and a half old. So as our email list grows and our community grows, you know, obviously to get more folks into our coaching programs, we're also maybe just a few days away from launching an investors group, which is going to be take us to a, like a whole nother frontier. And so, and it's going to be a group where that you can join, where Service Academy graduates can serve or kind of access or private deals like real estate deals, opportunities to invest in businesses, things that the general public doesn't really have access to. And so we're going to help, you know, our community make those connections, whether it's they want to raise money for a business that they're starting and they just need investors, or maybe they've got an investor who doesn't want to have to run the day-to-day business operations of, and they just want to invest money passively. So we're kind of connecting the two through an online platform. So, you know, that's what I see really that I'll be focusing on over the next few months, launching that. And I really don't, honestly, I don't know what direction that will go in. It could go in a lot of different directions. But yeah, so that's kind of the next frontier for us, at least over the short term. And then I think long term, it's just a matter of, I just want to, I guess our mission is just to serve the Service Academy entrepreneur. And whatever ways we can do that, you know, I just want to continue to innovate and find new ways to, in order to do that. So that they can be successful.
Well, that's exciting to hear. I like that you're leading with the goal of serving others, and you've gotten that down to a niche, you know, of who you want to serve. It's Service Academy business owners. So that's an entrepreneurs, right? So that's a very defined person. You are that person, so you know what they need. And you've put together a community to, with the main goal of serving them. So I'm sure whatever direction it goes in, it's going to be exciting, and it's going to work really well.
Are you a real estate agent looking to grow your business in the DC, Maryland, Virginia area? The Kerry Scholl and Orange Line Living team is looking for talented, motivated people who want to be a part of a collaborative and competitive team poised to become number one in the world by 2021. Our new agents have success at a rate that is nearly 9 times the industry average, and our experienced agents average over $252,000 a year. Our industry-leading lead generation, training, and support systems put our agents in the best possible position for success. If you want to work hard, serve more clients, have fun, and make more money, then call us today at 703-661-9756 or go to kerryshullcareers.com.
I'm really excited too about this investment group. That's in private investment, something that we've gotten into the last couple of years. We first started off doing it by raising money for our own projects, and most of these projects are very real estate focused in the market that we sell 500 plus homes a year in. So we know it really well. And, you know, we know going into it what the returns are going to be. And, you know, we've been able to provide investors returns, usually kind of structured as a second loan at 15%, right? But so they're getting really, really good returns in really, really safe positions and markets. So I've seen it on that side. I've also seen it on the other side, like you talked about, like investing in other opportunities where, hey, this is outside of what I do normally, but I know the operator, I know the risk. They've put together a good plan, and you know, some of those opportunities have given me extremely high returns. And it's just something you can't find in the stock market, and there's not really a way to get access to them easy. So you have to put in the time, you have to network, you meet people like yourself and others that either are putting together these opportunities or are networking with people that are putting together these opportunities. So that's exciting to see that part of it grow. So I'm really, really, really interested in watching that and learning more and following you as you build that out.
Yeah, it's just something that we're just really excited about. And, you know, fortunately, I'm able to partner with somebody, another Academy grad who I had on my podcast in May. And I think too, like what you're doing with the podcast is such a valuable platform that you're building. I think for number one, for the person who's on the podcast, right? So you're kind of shining the light on them and helping them make some new connections and, you know, possibly even get some new customers and clients. But two, like if anybody's out there like questioning, they should have a podcast where they could talk about whatever it is that they like to do, whether it's real estate or maybe they've got something else that they're interested in. It's such a great way to make connections because you build a platform and I mean, you've had some really cool guests on your podcast. And I don't know if you've met everybody that you've had on your podcast, but if you're offering your platform to somebody and you're able to provide value to them through that platform, it's a great icebreaker, right? For somebody that you might want to connect with. And so I connected last May with a guy that owns a private equity company and he's in the DC area. And I had him on the podcast and we didn't pitch anything. It was just like a regular podcast like this is about, hey, how did you get into private equity? Like, what was your path to doing that? And all that sort of stuff. And like, it was pretty interesting that like I found out just a few weeks ago that, you know, he raised like 300 grand from that podcast.
Wow.
from academy grads who invested in some of his deals. And so it's just,
so I need to get on there and talk about some of my real estate.
But I guess my point is like, it's just, if you can create a platform, and I think that that's kind of what this, our talk today is about, is building a community, building a platform. And if you can build that and you've got the skills to do that and you do it successfully, you can really add a lot of value to other people through the platform. And that's what we've done with bringing on coaches, you know, because my value proposition to the coach is I'll spot the talent. I'll see, wow, this person's really talented, just like you, Dan. And then my offer is, hey, like I've got this platform. We've got an audience of folks that they might be interested in what you offer. And I just make the connection. So anyways, but it was through that podcast where I connected with this, you know, this guy that's got the private equity company. And so he's helping me launch this investors group on an online platform that he created. So I'm able to learn and leverage his experience. You know, and he's done lots and lots of deals and it's just helpful to me. But that's kind of the power of building a community and a platform is just, you never know who you'll be able to connect with and what opportunities might arise.
Yeah, I completely agree. And you're kind of going into it without an expectation, but you just kind of don't know when and how and necessarily what is going to come out of building something where you put out information, you get people with different viewpoints on to put out information and that goes out. And it's kind of like the difference between a lighthouse and a tugboat. Like they both can get a ship into the harbor safely. They just do it different ways, right? And so this is kind of an example of being that lighthouse. Like you're putting something out and seeing what comes back. And if you go into it like you did with the goal of serving a certain type of person, you know, you're gonna get a good ROI on that. You just don't know when, how, where, what, but it will come if you consistently do what you did.
Yeah, I just think it too, just being genuinely passionate about it. And there's been lots of things that I've done that I haven't been passionate about. And then customers, they sense that. They're like, oh, you know, it doesn't seem like you're too excited about this, so why should I be? And it always just leads, it always kind of led me to the same place of not reaching my full potential. But this, I'm excited about it. And I think that it all stems from creating something and bringing it to life, something that like I wanted for myself that didn't exist in the marketplace. And so, you know, that's what I did. And here we are today, and it's been very rewarding to build out.
What's do you have an idea what the name of the group will be, or how people will connect with it, or any of that, or any details you can share with the listeners on that?
Yeah, so I mean, we're just calling it the Service Academy Investors Group, and then a link to it is SABM Group. So Service Academy Business Mastermind, SABMGroup.com/invest. And so that will take you to the page. You complete a form and then then we'll probably hop on a call so I could learn a little bit more about you and what your goals are and that sort of thing. And then, show you how to get set up in the, on the platform.
So, cool. Yeah. Well, we're going to wrap up here with what I call the hyper fast round. So,
okay. All right.
I'm going to fire some questions at you. See how many you can get through in a minute. Are you ready?
Oh goodness. I'm a little nervous, but go ahead.
Biggest mistake you've ever made.
Oh goodness. Well, I just kind of left my day job today. So hopefully that's not the biggest mistake I ever made to pursue, you know, what these passions of mine, things I've been working really hard on over the last few years to build. So I'm hoping that that's not it, but what's the next question?
All right, next question. And I hope so as well. And I think it'll be the, you'll look back someday and say that was the day things really took off and hit a new level. So I'm excited for you. But most important advice for someone who is just starting out in whatever business that, you know, they're starting out in.
Yeah. So I think the most important advice is to have really good mentors and to test the waters in the business before you take the leap. And I think you did that, Dan. You know, when you started your real estate agent business, you did it on the side. It was a side hustle for you, right? For a little while till you started.
For a little while, but pretty soon the side hustle became the main hustle. So
Yeah. And so I think that's a great way to start sometimes, is just to test the water, see if you like it, get a customer or two, validate your idea, and then go for it.
You know, and the other thing, you can pour more back into it faster, so it grows quicker. But we'll continue on here. What is the best piece of real estate investment advice you can give to someone?
Yeah, so I think for me, it's just surrounding myself with people who are experts at real estate investing, and then knowing too, like what your strengths are. So for me, I kind of like investing in. And more passive opportunities versus having to go in and fix something up. And I'm like the least handy person you'll ever meet. So, so knowing what your strengths are and what part of the real estate investing business you want to be in, and then, you know, just focusing on that.
All right. So you mentioned mentors. Who is your favorite mentor?
Favorite mentor? I mean, I'm really close with my dad and really run a lot of things by him. And then my father-in-law as well. So, you know, he kind of taught me about being a business owner. And when I was transitioning out of the Navy, I spent a lot of time with him, and he was in the restaurant business and the real estate business in Massachusetts. And I would spend a lot of time with him after work and asking him about deals and how do you look at deals and all that sort of thing. So he's been my two dads, I guess. So,
all right. Last one, if we weren't finding you at work, where would we find you and what would you be doing?
Yeah, so we just moved to Charleston, South Carolina last summer to kind of start fresh as a family, and we love it here. So I love spending time with my two girls and my wife, and usually I just love being outside and got two surfboards and a SUP board. So love being out on the water and just enjoying the sunshine.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being on the show. You've been an amazing guest. Before we go, if people want to get in touch with you about the group or just about business in general, what's the best way for the listeners to get in touch with you?
Sure. Yeah. So the Service Academy Business Mastermind Group, if you want to check that out, and just check out the structure of the community and how it works. If you wanted to build something similar, sabmgroup.com. If you've taken the StrengthsFinder assessment, or had your team take the StrengthsFinder assessment, and you want to get cool coffee mugs for them, StrengthsMugs.com, and would love to help you out. If you've got any questions, feel free to reach out to me, you know, through my websites, and anything I can do to serve your community, Dan, I'm happy to do it.
All right, and likewise, thank you for being on the show. If you guys are listening and you want to leave us a review, please, it would mean so much for me to do that. Leave us the good, the bad, the ugly. We just want your feedback on how to make it better, and your reviews help us get better and better guests. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for sharing it with people that you know that would find it interesting, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Hyper Fat Show. Subscribe to us if you want to make sure you get the latest and greatest Hyper Fat shows. And remember, we love reviews. Reviews help us bring better and better guests, improve our shows, and give us the good, the bad, and the ugly. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you next time.